Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're joined by a very special guest this morning. A surprise to you, Bob. It's Tim Whetstone. Morning.
Morning.
Hey. Morning. How are you?
This is a lovely surprise. I guess it was last week on the show, I was talking about my friend Jackie, who's the breakfast host in Port Augusta. She was doing her show and just mentioned that she didn't get a cup of coffee. She was a bit thirsty. And then her local member sent her a cup of coffee, and we kind of thought, well, it was good enough for Dan Van Hulst Pelican and the Port Augusta electorate. Let's see if our own local member cannot bring us a cup of coffee. Put in the order, and a week later, this is very efficient. Tim, you brought me a long black. Brooke's got a cappuccino.
It's exactly what we ordered. You've done an amazing job,
Well,
Tim.
It took me a week to walk here.
Right, yeah, from Renmark. At what point did word get back to you that we were kind of fanging for a coffee?
Well, I actually listened to the audio, and I heard your conversation about your friend in Port Augusta, and I thought, well, if it's good enough for Jackie, it's good enough for the guys here at 93.1. So, I was having a bit of a listening post at Arosto this morning in Renmark and picked up a couple of extras, and here I am.
Yeah, Arosto. It's the best you could have possibly gotten, Tim.
Also like is our boss loves going to Arosto every single morning. He's never bought us anything.
Never.
So not only have you beaten us at your colleague in, I can't remember the electorate in Port Augusta, but you've also... And Stuart, I only worked there for 3 years, and you've beaten our own boss at his own game. This is a win-win.
He might still be in bed. You never know.
That's so true.
We have, I believe, trialled it before where we've put the call out. This is the first time someone's actually followed through, so we do very much appreciate it. Thank you, Tim.
No, you guys are doing a great job, and you've got to support local business with local coffee, and what better way to start the day?
I'm all for it.
That's it. We love having you, and you always bring us gifts. Any more apricot jam in the works?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. We're waiting for those local apricots to be delivered, and then I'll get that jam underway.
Just a word of advice. Good. 10% less hard on the suction of the lid. It's very secure. I'm sure it's safe, but it's a tough jar to open up.
Yeah, I lock the jars when they're very hot, and so that makes it a little bit harder to open. But when you open them, they're sealed with freshness.
It's a beautiful jam, Tim Whetstone's own.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Tim, thank you so much for bringing the coffees in, and we can't wait to have you back next time. Yeah. Who knows what you'll bring?
Next time I come back, there'll be apricot jam on crunchy toast with a coffee.
Done. Lock it in. Thanks, Tim.